This is your Community Connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. Good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. Corey Hargreth here in studio for our regular segment. And special guest joining us here today, I have Representative Tom Sexton. I don't know, have you gotten used to having the term representative?
No, I haven't, Corey. Good afternoon. How are you?
I am very good.
I am great as well.
Of course, Tom is the representative for District 19B in the Minnesota House, representing portions of Waseca and Steele County, specifically the cities of Waseca, Owatonna, and you go up to Medford.
All the way
up
to Medford, all the way up to the top of Steele County. So.
Okay. Yeah, the districts, they're not exactly easy to keep track of who's where.
Correct. That is exactly right. We have our own map up there just with pictures to see who's representing which district. So.
Yeah, and how often do you got to go refer to said map?
Yes, every once in a while, especially if there's a Northern Minnesota issue or something like that.
Especially being someone in your shoes, your first term in.
Correct.
So I think we need to start at the beginning here because we haven't had a whole lot of time to talk to you, especially since the election.
Certainly.
What brought you into wanting to run for the state House of Representatives?
Well, I will tell you that I was happily retired doing a lot of volunteer work, and I guess you shouldn't tell anybody you're retired, but I'm happy to serve. Certainly 26 and a half years in the military. I did a lot of service there. Had experiences working in construction when I retired from the military, and just came back to Waseca because that's where I always wanted to retire and just live in the community. It's a fantastic community, Waseca, Owatonna. Been out door knocking all the communities, met a lot of fantastic people, and it just reinvigorates me to serve our community.
And really be able to actually serve the people.
Correct.
I know that's been kind of a big thing for you from
Absolutely.
Even when you were running as well.
Right. Exactly. So, and then thank you for inviting me in because this gives me one more opportunity to reach out and solicit questions. I've gotten a lot of great emails, phone calls, things like that. So I really feel like I'm contributing. And of course, my wife of 38 years contributes as well and keeps me level as far as we move forward. So we're just happy to be here.
And so just kind of tell me about the process of getting adjusted to being up in St. Paul. Of course, it's a lot of trips back and forth.
It's a lot of trips back and forth, but that's all right.
What has kind of been the atmosphere so far, other than we know it's been kind of a slow start?
A little slow start.
We don't have to get into a whole lot of detail on that if you don't want to, but just kind of what has been the overall atmosphere as you've kind of gotten yourself adjusted?
So we have a fantastic team, especially on the Republican caucus, because we all have such varied backgrounds. So if I have a question about elder care, I know who to go to. If I have a question about farming, of course, I've got Keith Allen, who's 19A, but I've got Paul Anderson and so many other people I can reach out to. We've got folks who are miners. We've got folks who are doing all sorts of business things so that we can, as a team, pull together the legislation that helps Minnesota overall.
And to say it's probably a big learning curve.
Just a bit.
Yeah, that's probably an understatement, isn't it?
It is. So one of the things I really enjoyed, of course, I had a pipeline background, but that gets into various things like right-of-way issues, permitting, things I was very familiar with from a pipeline perspective, crosses over very well as we look to permit transmission lines, expand our ability to develop future energy here in Minnesota so that we make sure we've got reliable, safe, and affordable energy. So I'm one of the big contributors to that aspect as well. It actually was my number one choice for committees. So I did get on the Energy Committee, and I'm glad to be there. And since I wasn't real strong within the electrical transmission and generation side, I reached out to our own OPU, and they've pulled me into some meetings and given me some coaching and really helped me develop an understanding of their issues and concerns. So it's great to have the sources right here within the district and close by that I can reach out. And if I've got a question or I need another opinion on something, they're right here. So, yeah, I love it.
Because, of course, knowing as much as you can, that's going to help you make the best decisions overall. Because as we know in politics, it's not supposed to be just for you. It's supposed to be for the people you represent.
Correct. It's absolutely for all the people we represent. And, of course, we sit in committees fairly balanced. We're actually one person up in each committee right now, as we've got just a slight advantage in the House with the GOP until we have the temporary election on March 11th. It seems like it was changing a little bit, so excuse that. But at March 11th, up in Roseville. But, of course, people have concerns, and we want to make sure that we're representing the issues properly and completely. And when there's some information that kind of comes out that doesn't seem quite right, I know that I've got people I can reach back to double check. And quite frankly, I'm pretty good at most energy issues, so a lot of people look to me to ask the questions of the various testifiers that we have in committee. So I get ready, do that, prep, just like prepping for teaching a course when I was teaching master's courses back at the Army War College. So it's great experience.
And so tell me, Tom, is there anything that's anything close to a typical day? Kind of what does that look like for you? I mean, I'm sure there's got to be some procedural portions to a day, isn't
right.
there?
Right. There's a little bit of procedural, but we have so many fantastic groups that come up and spend a day on the Hill. And in between our committee meetings, we're always trying to meet with people and understand their issues. And then that way, again, if there's something I'm unfamiliar with, first, they're going to educate me. And it's great to meet everybody. But also, I've got reach back within the caucus. I can ask about various things and help people out with things that are of concern to them, because that is their number one priority. So I need to understand that and need to be able to represent them properly and, basically have success within the legislature. So we have a lot of work to do.
We are visiting with Representative Tom Sexton of House District 19B, representing portions of Steele and Waseca counties. And we are going to continue our conversation here. But first, we are going to take a break like we do every single Tuesday. But we'll have more when your community connection continues. Brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. And we are back with your community connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. Joining me in studio here today, Representative Tom Sexton, House District 19B, covering Steele or parts of Steele and Waseca counties, like we talked about off the top. We can't make it that easy and just have a
No, we can't make it that easy.
Of course, so. It's all based on populations.
Correct, it is. It's about 43,000 people in each district. So obviously, up in the 7-county metro area, there's a whole lot of representation where it gets, as we get away from the Twin Cities, the districts get larger and larger
right.
geographically.
And wherever that 43,000, that's just a random number that I'm sure came out of somewhere.
Along the line. Yeah, census and all that other stuff.
Yep, that's what it all comes down to is
correct.
The census numbers every 10 years.
Correct.
So you had mentioned earlier that you were on the Energy Committee. That was your number one that you wanted to get to. Let's talk about some of the other committees that you're
Certainly.
A part of and maybe some of the work that you've been able to be a part of so far?
Well, one of the things I really campaigned for was bringing dollars back to our region, and I really wanted to be on capital investment. A lot of people know it as bonding. So I did get on that committee. Representative Keith Allen, who's 19A, I'm 19B, is also on that committee. And of course, our Senator John Jasinski is also represented on that committee in the Senate. So we've got a strong team to help fight for our various bonding opportunities here in southern Minnesota and really over all of Minnesota. So we feel pretty strong. I work with John Jasinski quite a bit when it comes to the various bills that we have. Of course, in Owatonna, we're concerned about developing that public safety center over in Waseca. We've got a problem with what we call infiltration and inflow into our sewer system that basically overwhelms our wastewater treatment center whenever we have heavy rain. So we want to get some money for that. And we need a new water tower over in Waseca as well. So that's just within district. And then, of course, within southern Minnesota, there's a lot of other issues that we're working on to see if we can fund to spread that out just a little bit within our area.
And I'm sure some of that other or some other stuff has popped up in the last year or so with all the flooding that we had to start last spring and then how dry it got. You know,
yeah, we were all over the place.
Weather affects a lot of things.
Weather affects a lot of things. And so those are the things that we're working on. And as many people recall, the bonding bill did not pass during the normal schedule, which would have been May of 2024. They ran out of time. And so we're trying to get bonding kind of out of cycle this year. It'll be a lower amount. We're still working on the numbers. But if we can get that and we still have 2026 bonding, that would be fantastic. Because we've gone years, as much as 4 years, without a bonding bill. And that's not good, especially for outstate regions like ourselves.
And you talk about it might be a smaller amount this time around, but you got to start somewhere. That's
correct.
What it comes down to.
Well, and there's such a long list. Whatever we can do to chip away at the list and help communities, that's exactly what we want to do.
And for those that, oh, they may not get funded this time, you know, it's nothing personal. You just
No, it's very objective.
The cut's got to come from somewhere,
right?
Unfortunately.
Right.
I know no one likes to have to cut funds anywhere, but it has to be done. That's just how the government has to operate.
Right. And what we're looking at is a small surplus at the end of this biennium, but really a big drop of $5.1 billion in the extended biennium 2029. So we're already looking to see what we can do as far as adjusting the budgets. But also we have concerns about the governor's budget on various things outstate. Non-public education is one of the big issues that he is not funded completely as he had in the past. And that's a big issue here in our region. So that helps our non-public schools. Obviously, our public schools have always got concerns. We're trying to improve those test scores. And then we have outstate EMS issues that we had a one-time set of funding, but we need to fix that overall. And quite frankly, we're not getting the reimbursements that allow our ambulance services through Medicare and such to stay in business. So we can't expect them to operate when they're only getting paid 30 some cents on the dollar for every dollar they spend for their employees, their equipment, and everything we expect in order to call 911 and have an ambulance there for us. So those are big issues, big expenses.
The EMS thing, that's not even just an issue here locally. I mean, having spent the time that I did down in Iowa, that was a big deal down there too, because when you're out in these rural areas, you go further and further in between as these services shut down, and that just hurts your response times.
Absolutely.
And I've heard of it in several cases just up in this area already of services that are considering, can we continue to run if we don't have the funding?
So yeah, especially when you're only getting reimbursed really a third of what your costs are. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
So let's jump back to the energy side. You were touching on it a little bit. What are some of the things that you're kind of working on in that committee?
Well, obviously, we've got HF9, which is coming out, House File 9, which would remove the nuclear moratorium. That does not mean that Xcel Energy or somebody else is going to turn around and put shovels in the ground, but it allows our energy service providers, our utilities, more options because the data centers are coming out all over the place. And we just had some legislation to give favorable tax benefits to data centers. They use a lot of power and they need a lot of baseload power and they need secure power. So they need potentially some waivers and some change of legislation to have backup generation. Wouldn't be used very often, but it makes sure that that data center continues to operate if we have some sort of power interruption off-site, so to speak. So those are some of the things we're looking at. And of course, we've got wind just south of our region, and we've got wind that's going in over in Dodge County. But some of that wind is actually what they call stranded wind because we can't get it on the grid. So you see the windmills spinning, but if we can't get that on the grid because the grid's already full, we're not using that. So that's why we need more transmission to be able to move that energy onto the grid. And of course, we need to do that in a fairly short period of time in order to make sure that, you know, we can sustain the data centers and make it a place where the data centers want to come and build those very, very expensive facilities.
We're visiting with Representative Tom Sexton of House District 19B. Now, Tom, you've been kind of trying to get yourself out there in the district when you haven't been up in St. Paul as well.
Exactly.
Trying to get a chance to meet the constituents and
Absolutely.
Hearing some of their concerns. And even just this last Friday, you did a coffee and conversation or whatever you want to call it exactly.
Coffee with Tom.
There you go.
Keep it simple.
I read it right here. It helps if I actually read what's on the sheet of paper in front of me. But that was at the Waseca Chamber of Commerce. You've been in Owatonna as well.
Right.
And you've also got one that you're going to do in Medford as well. So tell us a little bit about how those are going. By what I've seen, you've had decent turnouts so far.
I've had really good turnouts. In fact, the very first one was here at the Chamber of Commerce in Owatonna. And we had a great turnout. And we actually had a gentleman who's not in my district who came over. He wanted to talk about the snowmobile issues and the fact that registrations have been down by 48%, and they're concerned with the clubs not being able to support, you know, grooming the trails in the future. Well, he enjoyed the conversation so much, he came over to Waseca last Friday. So we want to keep that going. You don't have to live in 19B. If you want to come on in and listen, ask questions, I'll do my best to answer your questions.
And if someone has questions for you, they can't get to one of these sessions, what is the best way they can reach out to you?
Absolutely. Go on the state website at Minnesota House. You can click on representatives. You can click down to my name. You can call my office. If I'm in committee or not at my desk, it will go to my legislative assistant, who is Mitchell Fisher. He'll take the message. You can also email me. And one thing that we have is a weekly newsletter where you can turn around and on that same click, subscribe to the weekly newsletter. So I've got about 2,600 and growing people who are able to receive that letter. So it's all voluntary. It comes as an email, and we'll just update you on what's going on at the Capitol every week.
All right, Representative Tom Sexton, House District 19B, representing portions of Waseca and Steele counties. Thank you very much for taking the time to come in.
Absolutely, Corey.
We look forward to having you back here in the future as well.
Thank you.
All right, and that is going to do it for your Community Connection here for this week. I believe next week we got representatives from the Claremont Chamber of Commerce coming in to join us, so we will be talking with them then. But get us a little bit closer to that point, your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Reviews on the way at the bottom of the hour. Then John Partridge will take you through the rest of your afternoon starting at 1 o'clock here on Kyle's 100.9. This has been Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank, Owatonna.